Hello and welcome to the next module of Avatar Blueprinting, Quantum Creating and Manifestation. Quantum seems to be the big theme of our emerging moment. We are hearing more and more about quantum technologies, quantum computing, quantum encryption, a quantum internet, even a quantum financial system. It is a tremendous subject matter and is quite significant considering the extraordinary shifts we are all making. So this blueprinting development is merely giving an introduction, or for some of you, reintroduction, to help reorientate our minds and entire life to the new reality emerging in our world. This reality is one of boundless opportunity. This focus of attunement has been inspired by the people writing in who are confused or feel a sense of ungroundedness, even energetically discombobulated. It seems that many people are looking at their self-created matrix and realizing that none of it matters anymore. You yourself might be asking, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? All of this is truly understandable. The old ways of doing things certainly is feeling much heavier, especially if this comes with a lot of rigidity and structured approaches. I was recently on the phone with my bank trying to transfer some funds from one account to another. Simple enough. It was astounding to me, though, how many steps I had to go through, including being on hold for almost an hour and then being bounced around to many people on each of the tasks that took place. Couldn't believe it. This length of time involved in a simple transaction seems so antiquated and shocking, really, considering the advances that are now being made in the world. The motions that we go through when traversing the outer physical reality can be quite daunting. Sometimes it is like slogging through mud to get from point A to point B. The rigidity of systems and the step-by-step processes involved in how to do something are becoming blasé. We are getting more comfortable with immediate synchronization and all that can be quickly processed on the spot. Our minds are definitely ahead of the systems currently in place. Indeed, it could very well be because we are migrating into the quantum realm. On the other hand, and with so much shifting going on around us, it is easy to get distracted, easy to lose our alignments, and easy to forget what we have learned about the higher principles of creation. Moreover, and with the veils between dimensions becoming thinner, some of us are experiencing dramatic timeline shifting. We are even transitioning into alternative realities, which can cause some confusion and disorientation if one doesn't understand what is happening. So the entire world as we have known it and navigated it is crumbling down. The floor of the foundational hologram has energetically dropped out. It's like the rug has been pulled out from underneath us. And the feeling that this can give is that there is nothing to anchor into or anything familiar to hold us up. From this point forward, any sense of security from a material perspective will continue to dissolve. The collapse of the perception of material security is rather extraordinary to witness. Consider the collapsing concepts around money and financial security. We can no longer trust any forms of media or the usual ways of receiving news and information. We are finding that many of the companies and corporations we have engaged with are deceptive. The idea of a democratic government for the people and by the people has proven to be a fraud. So yes, the sheer intensity of revelatory shift can be quite overwhelming. Please do not be so hard on yourself if you feel discombobulated. This blueprinting module is helping us to ground into a brand new anchor point. This new foundation, however, is not static by any means. It is dynamically moving us into a quantum reality. It's important to generally understand what the term quantum means and how we can apply that to our mode of thinking and creating. Now, this is not a discourse on quantum physics. It is merely giving a broad brush overview, which is mostly centered on our ability to create and manifest great things while using quantum principles. If deeper understanding about the quantum nature is something that interests you, it is a fascinating subject that can be researched. I highly recommend looking at the work of Nassim Harriman, who is the founder of Resonance Science Foundation and a world leader in unified physics. His work is truly extraordinary. So there is now a great deal of knowledge about the nature of reality at the quantum atomic level. The word quantum in the field of physics is defined as a discrete quantity of energy proportional in magnitude to the frequency of the radiation it represents. In fact, quantum principles underlie everything in our universe. We live in a quantum universe, from the smallest particles to the largest structures of the cosmos. What is now clearly recognized is the existence of an energetic field of activity at the most foundational level of physical reality. This field is unpredictable and uncertain, yet does create all that we know as our universe. Anything quantum regards things at the smallest atomic and subatomic scale. It navigates the interplay of particles in the nanoscale world. It has been discovered that when energy is broken down to the very smallest particle of matter, pure energy exists. Nothing is really solid. All everything is just energy. The other impressive finding is that everything in the universe is made up of the same identical particles of energy. We can view this as that essence of God that exists in all things, that which is infinite and indestructible. So stay with me here as quantum continues to be described, because then we are going to apply these principles to the act of creation and manifestation. Now, anything vibrating in quantum treats all objects and events as potentials. Nothing is absolute or set in stone. Everything is true and is merely a potential of and within itself. I like to regard this as God's divine science. Quantum systems have the ability to be in multiple states at the same time. This is defined as a superposed state. In the new quantum computers, for example, and unlike a standard computer, these supercomputers can perform multiple operations simultaneously. quantum computing uses the laws of quantum mechanics to process information. Standard computers use long strings of bits, which encode information as zeros or ones. A quantum computer, on the other hand, uses quantum bits or qubits. The qubit can be zero or one, or in a superposed state of zero and one at the same time. These principles open up access to an exponential space, and this results in greater ability to compute and to solve problems at lightning speed. It means more secure and faster processing, which would be a game changer for the world, including the financial industry. And indeed, there is talk about a new quantum financial system coming online as the future of worldwide transacting. As I understand it, this system will not run on conventional computers, but through a quantum computer system operating from satellite servers. It encompasses a universal network for transferring asset-backed funds. And this is key. The planned quantum financial system is independent from the existing centralized banking system. This is not debt-based, but an asset-backed digital currency, which protects all involved parties from corruption and manipulation. This is a great example of quantum, and this system cannot come soon enough. Particles of energy that are quantum can be linked in perfect unison, even if separated by great distances. This idea can be applied to the enlightened global mind, which we discussed in great length in the blueprinting module of Avataric Omnipotence. In potential, we, as a collective energy, can be regarded as a quantum unified field. All of our energy particles, being soul bodies, are intrinsically connected through consciousness and vibrational resonance. There is perfect unison as a group field of energy. We are unified, infinite, and ever-evolving. Through our resonant harmonic, we have quantum ability. We can be here, there, and everywhere, truly like an omnipresent energy of tremendous influence. Maybe you have heard the term quantum field. This field can be compared to the universal void from where all creation springs forth. It is like a big melting pot of energetic potential. All that we experience in our material world as things literally came from the quantum field of energy. What brings energy out of its formless state of potential is when the quantum field is observed by consciousness, for instance. When thoughts are inserted into the quantum creation field, the limitless nature of the field collapses and reorganizes into a structured pattern of manifestation. It is the act of observing that changes the position or velocity of the particles of creation. To keep this very simple, quantum fields are limitless fields of energy that are superposed in a state of pure uniform essence. The pure integrity of this creation field densifies and collapses when thought enters into it. The point being, the original source of everything that is created has its birth from the quantum field. Everything comes in from a quantum field of limitless potential. It is the quality of the thought that determines the manifested appearance. Imagine what we could create when working more intelligently with the quantum field. Imagine if we could create with the quantum field without applying constant effort from the thinking mind, thus bringing limitation to what actually manifests. We truly do have the potential to produce amazing results, and with a whole lot less physical effort. We let the quantum God field do the work. To do this, we must go beyond the way we have previously used the mind to think and create. Our mental body energy, as intelligence, is actually quantum. It exists in multiple states of potential. This is because, in truth, we are a totality of consciousness. We exist at every level there is to exist upon. Our consciousness lives outside of the brain and outside of the entire human construct. We are a quantum unified field. Our creative ability exists in multiple potential states simultaneously. This is why it is said that we are unlimited in our potential. In part two of this discourse, we are diving deep into how to migrate into the quantum realm by applying these principles in our acts of creation and manifestation. This will assuredly upgrade our entire mode of operandi. When you are ready, please join with me there.